Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. I say ladies and gentlemen. Have you seen some corporations? They won't even say ladies and gentlemen anymore. You know, so I feel like, wow, you can't even say ladies and gentlemen. That's how much they're changing our culture. Anyway, so good to be with you. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two websites, of course. Great broadcast today. We have, I call him the Canadian Wyatt Earp, but, he's a friend. That's who he is. And he's certainly a friend to the Power Hour and one of the most enthusiastic guests that we ever have. Of course, Mr. Strauss Hart drops himself, Wayne Elliott. Wayne, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Well, thank you, Daniel. It's always my great pleasure. You know that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a while since you've been on. How have you been doing?
Always well, thank you. Been just great. We're into fall of the year now, and cold season coming on and all. But I've been doing great, and very excited about your show and some others that we're doing. And so everything's good at this end, brother.
All right. Well, good to hear. We got a lot of new listeners coming from the Rents Network. They may not have heard your story. Why don't you just give a little synopsis of what is Strauss Hart Drops? Because for us on the Power Mall, we sell a lot of products. Everybody knows they're the best of the best. We bring the best of the best together, starting with Joyce Riley. Now us, we bring the best of the best together. Out of all those products, the number one product I would say that causes the most, you'd say, wow, that was miraculous. Wow, it changed somebody's life. Wow. I would say the clay, I'm always amazed what the clay does. I'm always amazed what Helon and Lamb does. But for number one for me, the really, like, my leg was saved because I had diabetes. They were going to cut it off, or I was going to have to do heart surgery. Number one is the Strauss Hart Drops. And the number one cause of death in America, I don't know in Canada, but in America, it's heart disease. And Strauss Hart Drops seems to just knock it out just unbelievably. Tell the audience a little bit, what is Strauss Hart Drops?
Well, Strauss Hart Drops are a natural herbal formula, Daniel, with some great ingredients that we know are good for us, like garlic and cayenne and European mistletoe and white willow bark and hawthorn berries and leaves, motherwort, bilberry, all good heart support herbs. The real key is that the Strauss process is a very extensive process. It takes quite some time to make heart drops properly, and they're the original, Daniel. That's why they're still the best and the number one seller, and they work. That's the real key. And what they do is dissolve plaque, cholesterol plaque. They'll also dissolve calcium that's built up to allow blood flow inside our arteries, veins, vessels, right down to the tiny capillaries to our skin and vessels to our eyes. Macular degeneration is plaque cholesterol. Western medicine tells sufferers you will go blind, and Strauss Hart Drops, we have many, many examples of people that have seen again and got rid of their magnifying glass to read and see. And so they make blood flow everywhere it's supposed to, and they will take the passages, the arteries, veins, vessels, and clean them out so that we have 100% blood flow. I mean, I'll be 66 this winter, 66 years old, Daniel, and I feel 20 years younger than I did 21 or 22 years ago, whatever it is, when I started Strauss Hart Drops. I didn't feel my age then in my early 40s. I wasn't very well with angina. I had every symptom, the chest pains and pinches, the night sweats, shortness of breath, leg cramps. I had every single one. After 2 weeks on Strauss Hart Drops, The very first good thing that happened to me was the hearing returned to my left ear. I had lost the hearing, I could hear noise, but I could never make out what you were saying if there was any other noise in the area. And that just shocked me. I mostly because I would never have thought I lost that hearing through cholesterol plaque. I thought it was running heavy machinery, noisy music, whatever. And it wasn't. It was cholesterol. So that was the first great thing that happened to me. I was thrilled with that. The second thing, after probably 6 weeks, Daniel, my bronchial began to clear, and I got rid of a lot of stuff out of my lungs and bronchial. And the first place our heart pumps our blood is onto our lungs. They're like a big filter. So it makes sense that most heart disease sufferers have breathing issues because their lungs end up coated in plaque as well. So after about 2 weeks of, I mean, I couldn't even clear my throat without getting rid of stuff. I breathed clearly, and at that point, just then, between the 7-8 week mark, I noticed my energy increasing. And it was pretty dramatic from there, Daniel. By the time I had taken the Strauss heart drops for 3 months, this will sound silly to you, but compared to how I felt, I thought I'd become Superman. And I mean, I almost stopped sleeping completely, Daniel, is how much energy I had. So we caution folks now to take the Strauss heart drops for at least 4 or 5 months and don't do anything more strenuous than you were doing before you started taking them. And then after 4 or 5 months, Jim Strauss would always say you can go and chase rabbits or do whatever you want to do, ensuring that you have enough blood flow. Because you could appreciate if someone had a 90% blocked artery, Daniel, and they took the heart drops for a month or two and doubled their blood flow in that artery, went from 90% blockage or 10% flow up to 20% blood flow, it's invigorating. And so for those first few months, just take it easy. Don't do anything, even though you will think you can and you're just sure you can. You're best to wait to 4 or 5 months and then chase rabbits if you want. The heart drops work. I mean, Daniel, I've dealt personally with so many thousands of people with so many different ailments and even things that were misdiagnosed. A friend of mine, he was in his 85th year then. He just had his 99th birthday, a local man here in Port Colborne. And 15 years or so ago, he was taking a lot of Tylenol and pain pills for his shoulder, which had been diagnosed as arthritis. It turns out it wasn't arthritis. He took the heart drops. He had calcium buildup. Whenever we eat or drink things that, for example, cow's milk, unless your mother is a cow, that milk is really not the thing for you to drink. And that calcium, or these products that have calcium added, and they boast that to women for their bones, bone mass, and so forth. If it's not digestible to you, it will build up on your joints and bones, and it's like a sandpaper surface. And when we move that joint, the soft tissues rub against this sandpaper-like calcium, and that's been diagnosed as arthritis sometimes when it has nothing to do with arthritis. So you just don't know. But if you've had heart surgery, if you have angina, if you've had stents, if you've had an angioplasty, if you have diabetes, diabetics, of course, have 4 to 500% greater chance of heart attack and stroke than do the population that do not have diabetes.
Whoa, I didn't know that. I didn't know it was
80%
that high.
Of them don't know it, apparently, Daniel, which is distressing to me. I don't know how that could be, but I read that a couple of years ago, and that's it's really something. It's not like a standalone. You know, even though sometimes Western medicine seems to treat us one part at a time, as though our body isn't connected, everything is connected. And diabetes is a very serious disease. And I mean, I've met many, many people that have lost legs, lost toes, lost limbs, lost their eyesight, and of course have had heart attacks or strokes. So diabetics, this, I swear to you, the Strauss heart drops are the answer for you. You cannot be harmed. There's no contraindication with any medications, any chemical drugs. And the Strauss company guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't be cheated for your money either. It's just if you have cold hands and feet, Daniel, it's a sign of circulation. Certainly, we've all seen people with bluish lips and grayish skin. That's circulation. And it's just amazing how quickly you can turn that around with the heart drops. They're really effective. It's painless, Daniel. It doesn't interfere with any chemical drugs, and I'm not promoting those. You know that. It's been over 20 years since I had so much as an aspirin, and never intend to take a chemical drug for the rest of my life. But they've just shown to be so effective that it's something else. I'll never quit talking about them, Daniel.
Well, why would you after everything that's happened? Let me make something clear to the audience, especially. You know, we do this for some products. I'm going to do it for the Strauss Heart Drops. We want to make a disclaimer. We're not Wayne Elly is not a medical doctor. He did not go to the university to get a degree in pharmacology, basically, is what they do nowadays. If you want medical advice, seek a doctor. What he is speaking, what we are speaking from our perspective from the Power Hour, is the thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of people that we have seen their lives change with Strauss Heart Drops. So use it as you will, and as Wayne said, the product's guaranteed. If you do not see a difference, if you do not see your life improve, this is what we want. If we do not see your life improve, you can get your money back. You can send the bottle back and get your money back. So you can't lose. And there's a lot of products out there similar. Strauss was the first. I'm going to ask you about the history of it here in a minute. There's a lot of quote unquote copycats. You know, as Joyce said, you know, get Strauss, get the original. And there is a difference. It's not like they have the same formula. Jim Strauss was, I would say, probably one of the greatest herbalists of the 20th century. His family line goes back two or three centuries into Europe, and what their master herbalists and what they accomplished and the formulas they accomplished. And Jim Strauss, really out of tragedy, created this. I think that's a very important story and a very important part of this whole Strauss Heart Drop puzzle here. Tell us a little bit about Jim Strauss and how Strauss Heart Drops came to be born.
Well, Jim was Austrian, and he would always tell me he loved those bacon and eggs and all those sausages and the good pork soup that when it was cold there was an inch of fat on the top. You know, these are all tasty foods, we all know. And, of course, we didn't know anything about cholesterol or plaque back in the 80s. And it's my personal opinion, Daniel, they don't know all that much about it now. They put people on statin drugs that have high blood cholesterol. Well, cholesterol floating in your blood never hurt anyone. It's when it's stuck, and the blood test doesn't reveal that. So, hence, 8 out of 10 heart attack victims have low blood cholesterol.
I think, let me interrupt right there. I think I was going to get into, you brought it up now. That's very important. I was shocked when I heard that. 75 to 80% of people who have a heart attack have normal to low blood cholesterol. Is that that can't be true, is it?
Yes, sir. And, you know, when I wasn't well, Daniel, more than 20 years ago, my cholesterol, they said, was perfect. We have a different measuring scale than you do in the United States.
Wow.
But here, mine was 3.0, or perfect. And they would never have suggested a statin drug to me or a blood thinner or any of these other horrible drugs, in my opinion. And yet, 80% of heart attack victims were like me with low blood cholesterol because the cholesterol was stuck and blocking and restricting blood flow. So, you know, it just seems a cry and shame that it seems to me that they're, for the most part, treating the wrong people. And I just want to say something else. That would be if the products worked that they use, the statin drugs and the blood thinners. Well, if nature and the good Lord had wanted us to have watery blood, that's what he would have put in us, or nature would have put in us, but that isn't what we have. We have normal blood thickness. And so these blood thinners, boy, oh boy, I could talk for the next three shows on nothing but Daniel and personal experiences with family and friends.
Well, let's hold off on that. I do want to address that. Let's address that after the break. We got about probably 5 minutes before the break. Why don't you finish up with Jim Strauss, and then after the break, then we'll get into some of that. I think
okay. That's
important.
Well, Jim had a massive heart attack in 1980, and luckily for him, he was very close to a hospital. He rolled right into the emergency in his car and laid on the horn, and they came out and got him, and they're pretty good at diagnostics, Daniel, that's for sure. And they told him that he had, I believe it was 5 blocked arteries, and that he could die that day. Jim decided not to take any drugs or surgery and went home in a medical helicopter. couldn't stand and could not lay down for the angina pain. He was in pretty severe pain. And he and his son Peter spent an afternoon discussing which herbs that they needed to dissolve this plaque and cholesterol as they understood it. And Peter made a tincture that day, and they had a gram scale, and the Strausses put all their formulas over the years together by chewing, by taste, just like a chef would or your mother would before serving you dinner, might taste to see if the soup needs a pinch more salt or something else. Well, that's how they do their herbal formulas, is by taste. It's a, as you said, Daniel, it's a centuries-old craft. I've never heard of anyone else that does it like the Strausses do. And so with a gram scale and tasting, the two of them, and I recall that they got to the fifth herb, I think, and realized they had too much or not enough of the second one, which was cayenne, and started again. But they both told me several times it was 2 to 3 hours. They had the formula. Pete made the tincture, the drops, and that night Jim started to take it. Now, they didn't know how much to take, so Jim was taking about 50 milliliters a day, which is probably today a 10-day supply. But he was taking that every day. Well, in 2.5 weeks, he walked across the street to his mailbox. In 6.5 weeks, he went back to work. No pills, no surgery, and worked another 25 years.
Wow.
Without a heart attack, without a heart surgery, without any of that, cleared his arteries out. And that year, they began to manufacture for sale the Strauss heart drops. And the rest is certainly history. As you say, Daniel, the tens of thousands, well, I don't know how many people in the 40 years. This is the 40-year anniversary for the Strauss heart drops. You know, Jim was an amazing man. I was so fortunate. He came back to Ontario. I went to B.C. to see him first and meet him, and he rode the train back with me. And all in all, we probably spent 3 months a year together, 3 or 4 months for the first couple of years, and then 2 or 3 months for the other 5 or 6 years that I was involved with Strauss way back then. And I learned so much. This man had nature down so cold, Daniel, it was just something else. There wasn't a question he couldn't answer. It wasn't rocket science either, or a guy like me couldn't have understood it, and it all made sense. He just had such an intimate knowledge of nature and the way things work that it was amazing to me. And I never once heard, he would say some things sometimes at lectures that I would think, oh boy, I wished he hadn't said that. Well, like everything else, it turned out to be true. There wasn't one thing that man ever told me that did not turn out to be true. He had some beliefs and theories that have since been accepted, including by Western medicine, like the earlobe crease and the they still don't do very well with cholesterol, I have to say. But in later years, things that Jim knew before were discovered. And it just was proven over and over again, the knowledge he had and the understanding. A few years before he died, he died of Alzheimer's, which was a real shame for a man like that to lose his mental ability. But a few years before he died, he was out in the meadows and forest in the interior of British Columbia. And he called me and he said that that week he had found 3 antibiotic herbs that we don't need yet. And I said, what does that mean to you? What do you mean you don't need them yet? He said, we don't have any ailment for them yet. And I said, what does that mean to you? He said, nature doesn't do anything for nothing. That means there's more diseases coming. And of course, now we hear about, it seems to me, Daniel, something new every month, a disease or a syndrome. And I have to believe that because we've varied so far from nature with genetically modified foods and the chemicals that surround us in our life, and Jim always said those are the two biggest nemesis to our good health, is these man-made artificial seedless foods that lack the enzymes that nature put in the natural foods. And the chemicals, you know, it's not so many years ago there was something like 30,000 commercial airline flights a day in the world. Today there's 175,000. There's double the number of trucks on our roads over the last 15 years. So there's just chemicals all around us, and we don't have any equipment in our bodies for chemicals, as Jim would always say. So these chemical drugs, a lot of the harm that we get is in our liver, of course. That's our big filter. And the statin drugs, which are Western medicine's answer to cholesterol issues, they don't claim to remove a bit. If you've got clogged arteries, they don't clean out one grain of it. They just shutter your liver's function so you produce less cholesterol. The sad feature is this, Daniel. Your liver has several hundred functions. So taking a statin drug that shutters its function or governs it down, if you will, governs down all those functions. Jim always said it's the most insidious drug on the market. It's also the world's leading selling drug is the statin drugs for cholesterol. They have people on them for prevention. It's madness, in my opinion.
Well, there's the music. We got a break and then more in this segment with Wayne Elliott coming up. And I'm going to ask him on the other side, what did Jim Strauss's doctor ever tell him after he started walking around and didn't have the surgery? I wonder if he ever told him that. So stay tuned. You're listening to The Power Hour, thepowerhour.com. The Strauss Hot Drops are over at the Power Mall. It's one of our top-selling products and also one of the most impactful. So we have these on sale at the Power Mall. You can also sign up for auto ship and get a discount and lock in that price. So 877-817-9829. Of course, thepowermall.com. And a couple other products, Cold Storm and Smooth Oregano, which we'll ask Wayne about here on the other side. And those from Strauss we have, and there are some coming in the future that we'll get to. But the Cold Storm, the Oregano, we have other sales at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. People's lives have been changed with this, and we've seen that. Even Todd, you know, on the board, he tells me, boy, I took my Strauss Heart Drops this morning, and he's right on it. And there's so many people affected by this that this has got to be, of all the products we have, this is the one that I would say you need your attention immediately, because I almost guarantee you, if your social circle is above five people, that somebody needs this. Somebody knows somebody who needs this. Maybe you need it. Maybe you have used it. So check out Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. The Cold Storm, the Smooth Oregano, all on sale. Give us a call. We appreciate your support. And think about a donation. Think about your prayers, your attention, your purchases. We thank you for them. And this show is your show. We don't get checks from George Soros. We don't get checks from ABC News. We're not corporate media. We're independent media, independent thought. That means you. That means your interests and what you want. We want you happy. We want you healthy. We want you successful. And we want you free, just as God intended you to be. And health is a big part of freedom. So check it out at thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Wayne, did Jim ever say anything about his doctor? I mean, I have to imagine that his doctor saying, going from, you have to have the surgery today or you might die, to, oh my gosh, he's walking around. What in the world happened to him? I mean, I have to believe that the doctor was in some kind of shock.
Well, no doubt. But like me, Jim didn't attend doctors very often. He believed that he could make himself well with anything that went wrong, and unfortunately, as I say, the Alzheimer's got Jim, and I guess that kind of creeps up. And but anyway, there were many times when my dad was in the hospital in Florida, and they said it was gallbladder, and he was in such pain he couldn't stand for the bed sheets to be over his stomach.
Mm.
I called Jim. That was the first time I spoke to Jim Strauss on a telephone. I hadn't met him yet. And I told him about my dad, and do you have anything to suggest? He said, ask your dad if he has a mirror in his night table. Otherwise, get a nurse to bring him a mirror from their purse and stick out his tongue, and he'll have a white coating on it. And if he does, and I know he will, ask him what vitamins and supplements he's taken. He's hurt his stomach with some cheap vitamins or something like that. And I said, well, they say it's the gallbladder, Jim. Now, keep in mind, Daniel, he'd never met me, didn't see my dad. He said, no, they're wrong. And that's the way he would. He had a bit of a hop to his voice, you know, no, they're wrong. So sure enough, my dad, who loved doctors, all his best friends were surgeons. He was friends with the top surgeons. I think it made my dad feel secure. So anyway, I called him. I'll never forget this. It was about 6 o'clock in the evening after I talked to Jim. Excuse me. And Jim told me to get my dad European sauerkraut as soon as possible. That means it's made with only cabbage and salt. No wine, no vinegar. Jim said that can hurt your stomach. But the natural European sauerkraut, and to take 2 or 3 forkfuls before you eat anything, a meal, a cookie, a cup of tea. And he said in 10 days your dad will have a new stomach lining. So anyway, I called my dad, and I'm wondering how he's going to take this. To start with, the doctor's probably wrong, and what you need is sauerkraut. So my dad listened, and he was in pain and all. So he said, I'll get Rita to bring me some tomorrow. And I said, why tomorrow, Dad? It's 6 o'clock at night. Have her bring it in tonight. Why suffer any longer than you need to? So he did. And he checked himself out after 2 doses of sauerkraut, Daniel. I swear on my life, the next morning from the Cleveland Clinic in Fort Lauderdale. He also, my dad was a bit of a character. He said, and you can take that bill and shove it. He said, my son, the scrap dealer, knows more than you people. And he walked out of the hospital. And Jim was like that. When my dog, as well, I hadn't met Jim, and my dog, I believe, got poisoned. And he was urinating straight blood. And the vet in Guelph University, the big veterinary college in Canada, not too far from us here, they thought it was some rare disease. So for 3 months, Daniel, they paid for my standard poodle to be at the vet here in Port Colborne, blood samples couriered every day to Guelph University, and they went through all the list of drugs that they had that they thought might help. And the dog finally started to, his blood count was improving, and he could barely stand, and he couldn't stand for the 3 months, couldn't hold himself up. What I've come to believe is that his immune system finally overcame whatever it was. But anyway, the last drug that they had to try, they believed was working. So they sent me home with the dog and some pills to give him orally. Well, the second day of giving him the pills, he urinated straight blood again. And I took him right back in. He couriered the blood sample. And the vet, who's a real nice man, he's retired now, Dr. Thorne, said to me, well, now it's a shame, Wayne, but we've probably killed your dog. Guelph says that he actually had too much of this last drug before you took him home, and we should have never sent you home with that medication for him. So I called Jim Strauss. They're telling me my dog's dead, basically. I called Jim, and I said, Jim, do you have anything for liver or kidneys? Because they told me that they basically destroyed his liver and kidney, Daniel, by the blood test. And Jim said, yes, they had kidney blood pressure formula and liver formula. And so he couriered me a bottle of each that day. And I took about 1/3 of a human dose. The dog was 50 pounds, he weighed, and mixed it into the food so he would eat it. And I swear to you, Daniel, I swear to you, a handful of these capsules in, I'd be lying if I said it was 3 or 4 days, but it was one or the other. And his urine was yellow and clear, and he was walking, and he was only 2 years old at that time, and he lived another 11 years healthy, came back 100%. So I was so thrilled. I called Jim, and I said, Jim, you're not going to believe this. In a few days, your herbs fix my dog. And Jim, with the same bouncy voice, said, yes, it'll fix your dog, your mother-in-law, or a giraffe. And meaning it'll work for everybody. And so that was, this is all before I met Jim. And then once I met him, I'll tell you, it was the most wonderful education and the most profound thing in my life, of course, was my relationship with him and what he taught me. And when I went to see him the first time, Daniel, I noticed there's an A&W hamburger place across from their plant and office. And we don't have an A&W in our town, and I always liked their team burgers. And I said to Jim, it's lunchtime. Would you mind if we went across the street there? I really like their burgers. He said, no, okay. We went across, and I ordered, you know, I think I ordered two and something to drink, and Jim didn't order anything. And the young lady that was serving me said, she saw Jim and said, you're Mr. Strauss. He said, yes. She said, how are you? He said, always well because of people like you. meaning serving the French fries and the gravy and all that stuff, you know. But he was a funny guy even when he wasn't trying to be sometimes. And but never saw him stumped once. He was on television once with the godfather of natural medicine in Canada, Dr. Leo Roy. And Dr. Roy, who was an MD, converted to a naturopath, or studied and became a naturopath, he had his triangle of health. I'm sure you could still Google and see that. And right near the top, meaning of very high importance, was honey. And so they're on television, and Dr. Roy says to Jim, have you seen my triangle of health? Jim said, yes. He said, what did you think? He said, oh, it's good, except the honey. And Dr. Roy was kind of, you could see the shocked look on his face. He said, the honey, it's right up there at the top. It's actually in the second row, so right near the top. Jim said, yes, I see that. He said, well, what's wrong with the honey, Jim? He said, the bees put a natural preservative in it. It can go liquid and solid an infinite number of times forever. And he said, that's because the bees put a natural preservative in it, but it's not for us. It's for the other creatures. He said, the bees didn't have refrigerators. No one told them about them. And Dr. Roy was shocked because he'd promoted honey for so long. Jim just, it was that kind of understanding he had with everything, Daniel. And as I say, a very profound experience for me, my relationship with him. I'll never forget that man, and love him for what he taught me and what he did for the world. His big goal, Daniel, was to get Strauss Heart Drops on Medicare. And he had me write, I knew our health minister, he's a lawyer, and I knew him for a long time, and had me write him a letter and make him an offer that Jim would give Canada the Strauss Heart Drops if they would just do a... He offered to take Canada's worst, I forget, 10 or 20 heart patients, patients that their doctors said were going to die and would not leave the hospital. So Jim had me make them this offer. If half of them don't not only leave the hospital but go back to a normal life, he'll stop making the heart drops. If they do, as Jim predicted would happen, then to do a more extensive study to satisfy themselves and then put it on Medicare and for the most part eliminate heart attack and stroke. As Jim's belief was, we could have great old age pensions in Canada if we could get rid of a major disease like that. Unfortunately, my friend, the health minister, wrote back and said, you know, you need a drug identification number. Congratulations on your return to good health. And, you know, that was it. So there's a lot of evil, which, of course, is driven by money, Daniel, in the medicine business. And I guess, you know, there's no money in $500 cures or a few hundred dollars of a natural product that can actually fix the problem. I mean, I had heart arrhythmia, Daniel, for 10 years, an irregular heartbeat. It drove me crazy. I went to sleep with it at night. I woke up with it in the morning. It was a 24/7 one-beat race. I thought it was skipping a beat. It was actually racing a beat. And, boy, oh, boy, thank God I didn't have a pacemaker installed. They suggested that at one point. And then they had some heart-regulating drug that the doctor actually prescribed to me. And thank goodness I knew the pharmacist. And I said, no trouble trying this, eh, Stephen, for 30 days? He said, what are you talking about? I said, just to try it to see if it works for my irregular heartbeat. He said, who have you been talking to? I said, well, nobody except the cardiologist that gave me this script. He said, Wayne, let me tell you something. And you're a pretty young man. I was 35 years old. He said, once you take a pill, do not miss one for the rest of your life. And he said, you're a pretty young guy to be on a heavy drug like this. And he's the one that told me about that Duke University. I think it was Duke University or North Carolina on the big basketball tournament, the Final Four that you have in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this young fellow who'd been on this heartbeat regulating drug decided to miss that day and maybe improve his performance, Daniel, and his heart basically blew up on the court and he died right there. The other thing, of course, with good natural medicines is they cannot harm you. And Jim used to say when it came to pharmaceuticals, to expect chemical drugs to fix our bodies is like taking your automobile to the lumber yard to fix with 2x4s. You can, if you're not made from it, it cannot fix you. And so what we need is cells the same as we're made from. We all came out of the ocean, and we're all made from the same cells as is in natural plants and foods. And so to expect these chemicals to actually heal anything is a scientific impossibility.
Let me ask you about the crease, because that's another amazing thing about this whole story, is how simple and not foolproof, that's the wrong word, and that's not true, but accurate, how accurate this simple thing. Tell us about the crease. What in the world does your earlobe have to do with your heart health? And everybody who's listening should definitely go to the mirror after this. Tell them why.
Well, when I read this, this report from Harvard 22 or so years ago, not only is a crease on our earlobe, that's the bottom part of your ear, the little fatty part, not only is it the best indicator, Daniel, of clogged arteries, it is a better indicator than all of the others put together. Harvard, and since Denmark just finished a big study, conclusively the same result. It's better than cholesterol, triglycerides, smoking, stress, hereditary, environment. All of those put together are not the indicator that line in our earlobe. Some people have a very deep crease. Mine's fairly deep. I have seen people that you'd swear their earlobe is actually sliced, like it could come apart at the crease. And it's unmistakable. And if you have it on one ear, that's the side your arteries are tending to clog on. If you have it on both ears like me, it's both sides. And from my experience of looking at many thousands of people's ears, it always amazes them when you say, you have some heart trouble. Yeah, how'd you know? Well, it's right on your ears. What are you talking about? I would say most people have it on both ears if they have it at all, which would make sense, Daniel. Our blood flows right everywhere in our body, or it's supposed to, and that's how it's carried in the first place. And then, unfortunately, it sticks, in some of us at least. Not everyone is prone to that. And if you are prone to it, to cholesterol plaque buildup, I've always said to folks, it's best to stay on a maintenance dose even after you're cleaned out. But if you didn't really change your lifestyle dramatically, the foods, the exercise, and various other things, I keep taking it at full tilt, Daniel, because I'm obviously prone to clogging. And since it can't hurt you any more than broccoli and cauliflower and apples could hurt you, there's no danger in it. I've been lucky that I could always afford it. It's about a dollar a day to take it, and I intend never to be without my Strauss heart drops. There's two bottles I'm looking at my desk right now. I've got them everywhere, so that I don't forget them or miss.
Let me tell you a couple stories, experience I had, because now, you know, since knowing you, listening, I'm just so hypersensitive to this, and I am stunned about how many people are having heart trouble in America once I really start to, you know, look at it and talk to people, what have you. Okay, two incidences I had with this. So I'm playing tennis with a guy. I didn't know the guy. I just met him that day. He was probably about 60, 65, and a nice guy. We got to talking, what have you. And, I kind of felt akin to this guy. I just felt like, it's not like I go around talking to everybody and say, hey, you got heart trouble, But, I said, hey, I got a radio show and some of the things we've learned, guests we've had on. And I think, I've tried to say it nice. I said, I think you may have some heart blockage or something. I can tell by your, I could just tell. And he snapped around and looked at me like this shocked look. And he said, how'd you know? Like that. I'm like, oh my gosh, obviously I hit on something. And I told him about the crease and about the study and, talking to you and what have you. And he, we started talking a little bit, and he said, yeah, I'm scheduled in 2 weeks to have a stent put in my heart and to have surgery and possibly surgery and all this. And he's going on and on. I said, you got that crease. You got some kind of blockage. You may want to hear this interview. A lot of people have been helped. You may want to check this out. So he gave me his number. I sent him a copy of the interview, and I never heard anything back from him. Some people didn't have it, and I followed up with them, and some people, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. What I found in his case, there's such a bias towards the medical industry. There's such a reliance and confidence in it that even when the solution, a simple, amazing solution is presented to you, you put it off and, it doesn't matter. Another experience. So very similar situation. A man, he had a stroke about 6 years ago. He was on blood pressure medicine and constantly had to deal with that. His blood pressure was never right since then, what have you. Same thing. Here's the interview, blah, blah, blah. Here, take these heart drops and help you. He got the heart drops. About 2 or 3 months later, he comes back to me and he says, I want to tell you something. And I was okay. He says, I went to my doctor. And for the first time in the 6 years since I had my stroke, for 6 years, I've been having regular checkups, and not once has my blood pressure been right. And even though I had them, they got me on this medicine, what have you, not once has my blood pressure been normal. So today, my blood pressure was normal. And he says, I can only account for it is these heart drops. The next month, when he had another checkup again, blood pressure normal. First two times in 6 years, his blood pressure has been normal with the heart drops. I mean, we've seen story after story where people's lives have been changed with this. Is that kind of typical from what you've seen?
Is it ever, Daniel? Geez, my dad was told at age 60. Yeah, at age 60 that he would suffer the same fate as his mom, my grandma. Who she started to lose her mental capacity in her in her later 50s, and boy oh boy, by age 62 or 3 she didn't know any of us, and it was very sad. For many years she had a strong heart otherwise, I guess. But anyway, my dad was told that in a few years he would not know his own name. Well, my dad died of lung cancer in his 77th year, and he was sharp as a tack till his last day. He never did have, they used to call it hardening of the arteries, and he didn't have one of those symptoms, Daniel. When they thought he had pneumonia and put him in the hospital, and it turned out he had lung cancer, but they had him in an induced coma for 7 weeks, and when they brought him out of it, he wasn't lucid, he wasn't clear, and the doctor said to my mother and I, well, you've got to understand, at that age, when people are put into this coma, they 75% of them don't come lucid properly again. And I said, now, I bet you give every one of them blood thinners, don't you, Doc?
Ooh.
Yeah. I said, well, stop giving them to my father. You guys were not to give him anything without my approval. When he's out, I'm speaking for him. And I was pretty upset with the doctor, actually. A specialist, and I said, so stop and write it on the chart right while I'm here to see you. And he did, and I said, it was a teaching hospital, McMaster in Hamilton. And I said, what time do you do your rounds with your young doctors? What time will you be by here tomorrow to see my dad? He said, about this time, about 10:30. I said, all right, why don't you drop in tomorrow and see how clear he is. Just do not give him any more blood thinners. My dad is not going to have a heart attack. He's been on natural medicine for years. He had a heart surgery canceled. He also had his prostate surgery canceled. And that's a product that I understand you're going to have again soon is the Strauss prostate formula. I guess by Christmas, Daniel, I hear. But anyway, so the doctor came in the next day. My mother and I are there, and he starts asking my dad questions, and he's answering perfectly and clearly. And then he started answering them like trick questions. I said, come on, Doc, I can't even answer that. Why are you asking him that? Let's not get ridiculous here. And then I said to him, you know what the real shame is? And I turned to the young doctors. I said, the real shame is here, you've just learned something, and you'll let it die right here. Because the next people, you're going to give them blood thinners again, aren't you? And the same thing's going to happen, even though I just proved to you, or you've just had proven for you, that these blood thinners are not natural for us and keep us from being lucid. So anyway, with the doctors, every time someone was booked for a heart surgery and it was canceled because they were clearing, it was a miracle. It was never the heart drops, Daniel. They were
it was
all
just,
miracles.
Just happenstance. Just God came down and touched somebody. Had nothing to do with the heart drops. Well, God touched Jim Strauss that day with the heart drops, and the heart drops are helping people all over. Wayne, fantastic to talk to you. God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon, my friend.
You bet, Daniel. Thank you. Always my pleasure.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.